Still, there's no disputing that vast swaths of his writings are indistinguishable from the fascist rhetoric of the 1920s and 1930s. His descriptions of the United States could have come from any street corner brown shirt denouncing the corruption of the Weimar regime. His worldview is distinctly fascistic. Life is defined by war, contests of power, the imposition of will. Moreover, Alinsky shares with the fascists and pragmatists of yore a bedrock hostility to dogma. All he believes in are the desired ends of the movement, which he regards as the source of life's meaning. Change means movement. Movement means friction, he writes. Only in the frictionless vacuum of a non-existent abstract world can movement or change occur without that abrasive friction of conflict. But what comes through most is his unbridled love of power. Power is a good in its own right for Alinsky. Ours is a world not of angels but of angles, he proclaims in Rules for Radicals, where men speak of moral principles but act on power principles. Hillary turned down Alinsky's offer in order to attend Yale Law School. He told her it was a huge mistake, but Hillary responded that only by marching through America's elite institutions could she achieve real power and change the system from within. This was a typical rationalization of many upper-class college students in the 1960s who prized their radical credentials but also looked askance at the idea of sacrificing their social advantages. It's significant, however, that one of Hillary's chief criticisms of Alinsky in her thesis was that he failed to build a national movement based on his ideas. But Hillary, more than most, never gave up the faith. She remained true to her radical principles. Thus at Yale, where she eventually met Bill Clinton, she quickly fell in with the leftist fringe. There is an almost literary synchronicity to the overlapping of narratives and ideas at Yale in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Bill Clinton was taught constitutional law by Charles Reich, the Level 3 consciousness guru. Reich, in turn, had served as a partner to the famed New Deal lawyer and intellectual Thurman Arnold, a disciple of the Crowleyite liberals of the New Republic, who championed a new religion of government. In the 1930s, critics saw Arnold's work as one of the linchpins of American-style fascism. He went on to co-found the law firm Arnold, Fortas, and Porter. Hillary helped edit the Yale Review of Law and Social Action, which at the time was a thoroughly radical organ supporting the Black Panthers and publishing articles implicitly endorsing the murder of police. One article, Jamestown 70, suggested that radicals adopt a program of political migration to a single state for the purpose of gaining political control and establishing a living laboratory for experiment. An infamous review cover depicted police as pigs, one with his head chopped off. The Panthers had become an issue on campus because the chairman of the Panthers, Bobby Seale, was put on trial in New Haven, along with some fellow goons, for the murder of one of their own.